We have quite a bit of your mail to catch up on. Tom Watson of Bainbridge Island, Washington, complained of bias by omission in my profile of John Thune, the new Republican senator from South Dakota. Watson writes that I said Thune was substantially to the right of center, but failed to add that Thune's predecessor, Tom Daschle, was as substantially to the left as Thune was to the right. Listener Watson adds that Tom Daschle, quote, had been an anomaly for some time representing a state that had become conservative. More on that story from David Pullen of Huntersville, North Carolina. He says, I used a loaded phrase when I asked John Thune if he would continue to support, quote, very expensive tax cuts. Pullen writes, a tax cut is not an expense, it's a reduction. An expense is when money is spent. Do you believe that everything we earn really belongs to the government?
Last month, we interviewed former Pentagon advisor Richard Perle about the performance of Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld. And John Dotson of Ann Arbor, Michigan responds, Mr. Perle's defense was a revisionist perspective on the last 4 years, smacking of excuses and buck passing. It should trouble everyone deeply that this administration will not hold one of their own accountable for mistakes that have cost so many lives. Listener Terrence Craig questioned our decision to interview Richard Perle in the first place. He writes, why you would choose such a partisan person to discuss our Secretary of Defense is a puzzle in itself. Perle is an architect of this war, he writes, and worked in the Defense Department under Rumsfeld. Of course he would defend him, not fairly analyze his performance.
Dear Morning Edition, writes Elizabeth Wall of Brattleboro, Vermont, thank you so much for the hidden kitchen story about raw milk. In an era when many of us believe that milk grows in cartons and meat comes from shrink wrap, it's inspiring to hear about small family farmers finding ways to connect customers to the work that it takes to produce food.
But on the same story, we also got emails like this from Margaret Davis of Moscow, Idaho. She writes, there is a long list of disease-causing bacteria that people can and do get from drinking unpasteurized milk or eating products made from it. Your story failed to bring this out. This type of coverage fosters the idea that raw milk is innocuous and that health officials who restrict it are being arbitrary and even downright mean.
We have this clarification now in the introduction to Tuesday's story about upcoming Palestinian elections. Presidential candidate Mahmoud Abbas was quoted as labeling Israel as the Zionist enemy. We failed to give the context for that remark. Abbas made it after an Israeli tank shell killed 7 Palestinians in Gaza.
Finally, this thank you from Kim Darnell of Atlanta, who writes, as I went through my pre-work routine listening to Morning Edition, I was stopped in my tracks by the soulful cry of Rio, a 10-year-old survivor of the tsunami that swept through South Asia. An Australian doctor was attempting to dress the boy's infected leg while a volunteer held the boy down. Without words, this young boy expressed the depth of the agony and grief caused by this tragedy. Nothing I have heard, she writes, nothing I've read regarding the disaster has captured the devastation with the clarity of this child's voice.
We appreciate all of your comments here at Morning Edition. Please send them to morning@npr.org.
Tell us where you live, and please tell us also how to pronounce your name.